There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
Come on.
Hello, dear listener. Before we get into today's show, quick ask. If you find value in today's show or you've gotten value out of a previous show, please leave us a quick 5-star review. Be super grateful. Thanks a lot. Welcome to Money Savage, a savage approach to personal finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Tyler End. Tyler, are you ready to do this?
I'm ready, George. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, excited to have you on. Tyler is a CFP. He is the CEO of Retirable. It's an organization helping you invest in a brighter future. Tyler, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Sure. As George mentioned, I'm CEO of Retirable.com. It's a new startup that's focused on giving people professional financial advice as they get ready for and enter into retirement. And I started my career at a big financial services firm in Milwaukee, and I had a really unique practice that led into starting Retirable. So I focused on retirement decumulation planning. So as a 23-year-old CFP, I was sitting in the room with 65 and 70-year-olds every day. And as you can imagine, that gave me some pretty unique perspective on how people make this big life-changing decision to enter into retirement. And at the same time, I saw that we weren't really delivering as a financial services industry on the advice that people need. So you probably know most of these statistics, but 80% of people don't get a financial plan throughout their lifetimes. And that means they're missing out on all of this advice and decision support that you get from a financial advisor. And a lot of that is we built everything around assets under management. So some people are priced out. And even as a 23-year-old, I had $1 million minimum on the investments that I managed. So it became really apparent to me that we needed a new solution and someone needed to step up and focus on making this advice more accessible.
And you were that guy. So I always think it's awesome when people are able to recognize a problem. And in your case, you were doing it firsthand. It's not like this is a theoretical thing. You're actually doing the advisory work for people and sitting down across the table from them and talking about their problems and their fears and their desires. And you recognize that, hey, something's missing here, you know, and especially if you need $1 million to sit down with a professional, we're leaving out 80% of the people. So, but it's one thing to have that idea, but then how do you actually, like, so you get the idea, but then to turn it into what you have, walk us through that process about just how long it took and what some of the biggest challenges were.
Yeah, so that was the start of my career. So I always had this in the back of my mind. And, you know, as you mentioned, sitting down firsthand, seeing the impact that this advice has on people, I always knew that I wanted to get back to delivering on this. But after I was at that financial services company, I moved out to New York and I joined a startup as the 11th employee and spent 4 years there. It was called Policy Genius.
Oh, nice.
And it was taking this complex process of purchasing complicated insurance products like life insurance, disability insurance, home and auto, and, you know, streamlining that, giving people the tools and decision support they need to make the best decision. So spent some time there, and I think, you know, it really, really helped to develop, you know, how we could bring a product like Retirable to market. Seeing that we can automate a lot of the retirement plan building, and seeing that we can automate and make CFPs really efficient to deliver advice to a lot of people. In that case, it was insurance agents, but really the same concept. So I sat down and realized that it was probably time to take on this challenge. And from there, it was putting together the right team and support. So I am joined as co-founder with a CTO, Ian Yamey, who was the founding CTO of Policy Genius. So he has that that muscle memory as well on how to bring a product like this to life. And Brian Ramirez is our CMO. So how do we get in front of the right people? And he had worked in a New York fintech as well. So really bringing the right group together. We were fortunate to get some support from investors who also recognize this huge opportunity of tackling the tens of millions of people that aren't getting the advice that they needed.
Yeah, appreciate that. So you took Policy Genius's CTO? Are they kind of like, what the heck, Tyler?
No, we still have a good relationship. He had since left the company. He was actually at a different startup as CTO as well that had gone to an exit. But he's a longtime friend. We were actually on vacation together this time last year as the idea was coming together, and then we were off and running.
Nice. So you recognize the problem and say, okay, not enough people have access to a financial plan. Not enough people have access to financial professionals. The internet is here. How did you figure out the problem to tackle, and then just walk us through what your solution actually does then?
Yeah. So what we recognized is, we've created this problem because we built everything around investment management and financial services. But what's the real issue that's preventing these consumers from actually sitting down and doing a plan? And there's a lot of that comes from the demographics involved. So most financial planners in America are 50-year-old white males, mass affluent and above. So they sell and give advice to people in their networks. The anecdote I like to bring up is my mom was a single public school teacher in Milwaukee. And when it came time for her to retire, she didn't really know who to trust or where to turn to. There's this whole problem of accessibility, and, financial planning can be intimidating, can look to be complicated, especially when you're dealing with investments. And a lot of people are worried about being sold something or forced into a product. So we took a look at this whole landscape of, why people aren't planning, and figured out that, the best time to get in front of them is when answering these questions are really top of mind. So we wanted to make the process as simple and as accessible as possible. So we focus on answering these really urgent questions that people have. So anyone can come on to retireable.com and get questions answered about things like Social Security, Medicare, retirement accounts, where do I live in retirement? The big one we obviously answered day in and day out is will I have enough to retire, and when can I retire? So we focused on answering those questions and then using that information to help someone get started on the planning process and taking a more holistic view of retirement planning, because it is much more than the dollars and cents. Obviously, that's a big one when you're figuring out whether or not you can retire. But taking all of these questions, using that information to help give someone the best advice and making that a more holistic experience. One thing that's different about a digital product like Retireable is that we have humans behind the scenes. So when you come on to Retireable and you're getting these questions answered, you get access to text and chat with a real human CFP. I'm one of them at times. And we think that's a really important part of the experience, because planning is deeply personal, and knowing someone's there connecting with you and making sure that you're getting the best possible advice is really important. Then the really big second thing is Retireable doesn't sell any products. So we aren't out here saying, all right, we have the best investment account for you. We aren't saying, buy our insurance product. We are just focused on giving people the best possible advice. So we're objective, we're fiduciary CFPs, and we view that as a differentiator, because we're someone that you can trust to point you in the right direction. And if you do need one of those products, we can tell you where to go and what to look for.
Nice, I appreciate that. So I think that there's a lot of important stuff there. I think it's cool, and it makes sense that you looked around and you said, okay, how are we really going to structure this? And you focused on answering questions, because to your point, the world of personal finance is enormous. We're not just talking about investments or insurance. Just talking about Medicare is terrifying, because people don't want to make mistakes, and you talk about making pension decisions, like your mom when she was getting to ready to retire. That's a terrifying thing because you don't want to make that mistake. So that's awesome, just as a resource. And then you position yourself as a person or an organization who's offering value and solutions. And then people say, well, okay, well, can you help me a little further? So I think that makes sense. So people engage through a membership with you. How does that work?
Yeah, so as mentioned, anybody can come onto the site for free, get their questions answered, build a plan that'll be, you know, 5 to 10 minutes. You can get a pretty holistic financial plan and full view of everything. If you want to talk to somebody about ways to improve that plan and get that advice from a real human CFP, it's a $99 a year membership. And, you know, we feel strongly that it's an annual membership, not just this one-time transaction, because a lot of this stuff takes time when you're making decisions around Social Security and housing. You know, these are big life-changing decisions. So we want them to feel comfortable speaking with a CFP at any time. So you get access to that advice as well as any of the products and services you need. And, you know, Medicare is one that you highlighted. That's a big one. And yeah, if you've been around anyone who's turning 65, they're getting inundated with calls, advertisements, mailers. There's a lot of insurance agents out there. And speaking to the right one is really important, because healthcare costs are the biggest risk to a lot of people's financial plans. So we make sure that we get them in front of somebody that can help with their specific situation.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I can't even imagine what the deluge of mail arriving to somebody's home when they hit 65 looks like, or just the phone calls and the emails and everything else. So that I'm sure that's overwhelming. I'm so excited about what's happening with the world of personal finance and just financial services in general, because of technology and fintech that is bringing, you know, low cost investment management and just all these wonderful things to more and more people. But I think that you are structuring what you are offering well, because it's great to have those tools, but you still need a human being. You still need somebody to help you marshal all those resources and to bring all the parts together. Because otherwise you're just doing things in silos, right? Like, I've got my insurance over here, and I think I've got my investments over here, and my retirement income piece over here. But is it cohesive? Is it really all together? So I'm sure that that's a message you really... I don't think it's necessarily obvious to people to think about that, but once you do think about it, then it does become pretty obvious. What has that been a challenge to get people to sort of have the light bulb turn on, or do people get it right away?
Yeah, George, you really hit the nail on the head there. Part of the thesis behind this company is, you know, in financial services, traditionally you'd sit down with a Tyler and they would tie everything together for you and point you in the right direction for these products. But now that we have all of these tools available to us online, and, you know, things have become more and more commoditized, there is this disparate interaction where you have your insurance silo and your investment silo. So you're absolutely right. That's kind of the thesis behind the company. And in terms of whether or not it's been a challenge, I think people really appreciate it. If it's not something that they've recognize firsthand, when they're actually, you know, talking to someone and they're asking questions. You know, one of the things that really connects us with people is when our CFPs are talking to someone about to retire, and they bring up, okay, so you're working 50 hours a week now, you want to retire in 3 months, how are you going to spend your time? And, you know, some of that, those types of questions really click with people, because then, you know, you recognize that this person's taking a holistic view of my retirement, and you're helping them think about things that they probably haven't. And, you know, probably more than, you know, will I have the same income in retirement, is for a successful retirement, is making sure that you are still living a fulfilling life when we're talking about, you know, 20, 30 years. And that involves making sure that you have maintained social connections, making sure that you have the interests throughout your day to pursue your hobbies and, you know, find part-time work, whatever that may be. So, you know, there's a lot more to think about than just, you know, what's the best way to distribute my 401k.
I think that's an enormous thing right there, and something that people would really never really think about. And a a calculator for retirement income or retirement budget is not going to help you with that conversation, right? Somebody told me or asked me or shared this question with me probably a year ago, and they said, what does work provide you? And I thought, what a really powerful question, right? Because if you don't figure out what those things are and then find a new replacement for all those things, then you're not going to have that fulfilling and happy retirement that you're talking about.
Yeah.
So it does so many things. So I think that that's great. So is it ever too late to get started with this? If I'm, you know, I haven't done a good job saving.
I feel like that was a leading question. It is never too late. there is, you know, there are always decisions you can make. That last dollar can always be put somewhere more efficiently. Understanding the trade-offs. We talk a lot about Social Security. That's a really powerful tool, and making sure you maximize that decision, making sure you maximize your health care. There are always ways to improve your outcomes. Everybody has a lever that they can pull, so never too late. And there is somebody that can help you figure out what that lever is.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And you know, I don't know what it is. It's a combination, right? It's I'm too busy, but there's a million different reasons why people don't actually get a financial plan. It's that they don't understand that they can. It's that they don't have the money. There's all these things, but it's also shame and probably embarrassment that I've gotten to the age of 55 or 60 and 65 and haven't done anything. And so making it accessible, and I think having financial professionals, having a fiduciary that you can talk to that has done this for a long time and is actually a practicing professional, I think is such an important thing. Again, going back to that whole notion that this isn't just based on theory, and it's not just super smart people that have developed a cool program or app. It's actually people that are doing it and understand the human side of it. So I think that that's cool. So what does the future hold for Retirable?
Yeah, so pretty exciting time for the company. We recently had a fundraising round, so we got some new investors that we're really excited about, and that's given us the ability to kind of expand our footprint. So making sure that we are available to people wherever they're searching for ways to answer these questions, and then making sure that we have the financial planning CFP is available to answer those questions. So really just focused on making this product as available to people and as accessible to people as possible, and you know, growing and helping as many as we can.
I love it. Well, Tyler, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
I think you stole my thunder earlier. Oh. That it's never too late. But more tactically, probably one of the things that I've seen and you've seen is we've kind of lowered the barrier to entry on a lot of these investing platforms. So a lot of people are focused on, you know, putting some money in the market, and always good to be saving. But my difference making tip would be to talk to a professional, a CFP, before you do that. There might be some more efficient uses of those dollars, like paying down some consumer debt, you know, making sure it's in the right account. And, you know, one of the pitfalls I've seen is people just focused on putting money on the market. So that's my big tip for the day is to talk to a professional, and they'll make sure that you're going in the right direction.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets, come on. Tyler, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you? How can they engage with Retirable?
I would be pretty happy to get some listeners on retirable.com, and you can chat with me there if you come on the site. And then we are on, you know, all platforms as well. We've got a pretty cool Facebook community building on Retirable on Facebook, and you can follow along there with updates.
Love it. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Tyler your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to retirable.com. That's RETIRABLE.com. Did I get that right?
You got it.
Go to Facebook, and I'll list all those in the notes of the show. Thanks again, Tyler.
All right. Thanks, George.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together. Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? not saving enough money. Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online boot camp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.